WICC 600, and Kara here, and Jim Buchanan is back tomorrow from a long vacation. I hope he's all rested and relaxed and ready to go. He should be. In studio with me, Penny Perlman. We've been talking about Miss Americas, and that may sound like an odd topic, but she interviewed many Miss Americas to find out what kind of lessons we can all learn from the experiences they've had. And she's probably dispelled a lot of myths about Miss America just being a pretty face. After all, we were talking earlier that it's a pageant that gives out scholarships for education. So most of them were already in college, a lot of them, or headed to college and looking for some scholarship money to help pay for that. And that they're not just a pretty face, that they're very smart and they've learned a lot of lessons. So what are some of those lessons that that we should all take away?
Wow, Anne. Well, there's a bunch of them
that I'm sure
that are universally applicable. I think to start off with, one of the most important ones is, first off, having a dream and a goal, a place you want to be, you know, place that you're aiming for. I mean, you don't want to you drift just through life, but if you've got a dream and a goal, you know, one of the things I love is you have to keep your vision for what it is that you want in front of you. And one of them talked about how she would go running, and she hated to run. So she would keep in her mind's eye a picture of the crown in front of her, and so she would go chasing after the crown as a way. But another one wanted to go to med school, and so she kept on plugging away at what she had to do in order to get enough scholarship money to go to med school, and she's in med school right now.
Must be a more recent Miss America.
Yeah, she's with Deidre Downs. She's Miss America 2005.
Oh, okay.
So she's down in Birmingham,
Did
Alabama.
Did you see different lessons from different eras, sort of?
That's a good question. I don't really think so. I think a lot of the lessons are pretty universal and pretty across the board.
Their lives obviously are different. But
right. Yeah. The emphasis may have been different. You know, one of the important things about being successful is showing up. You know, you can't just sit on your couch and expect things to come to you. You've got to be out there and doing things. I mean, these women put themselves out there over and over again in order to get what they want. Another important lesson is the persistence. I think one of the things that I didn't realize beforehand was that most, not just a few, but most of the women have competed several years in a row before they finally won. You know, like 1 year, you had to win first at your local level, and then when you won that, you go on to the state, and then right. When you win the state, you go to the national. So most of them competed several times at both the local and the state level before they went on. So they might have been competing 3, 4, even 5 years.
Right.
But each year, they'd win some scholarship money, and that kept them going.
Well, and I was just going to say, but if they were winning some money, which was a lot of times their main goal anyway, it was still fulfilling the purpose.
But it's still hard to face rejection.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's another lesson, you know, people who said, oh, you know, what makes you think you can be Miss America or you can't do this? And
there are also people said you're not pretty enough, because you look at somebody, what they look like when they wake up in the morning is not what Miss America looks like when she's standing on stage.
That's absolutely right. Some of them heard that as well. And their attitude almost to a woman was, well, after they were, like, hurt, because
right.
We can't help that, we're all a little thin-skinned, said, I'll show them.
Yeah.
You know, they just had this attitude that they knew that they could do this.
And again, if you put somebody through the beauty process, they all look good.
Yeah, they all
look
good.
You know, I used to love that about these, I don't even know if they're still in business. There used to be a chain of stores, Glamour Shots.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I thought, if they were fun, but if nothing else, it was like, what a great example, because people would just like walk in looking like whatever, and you'd see them all glammed up with the makeup and the hair, and I mean, you wouldn't want to walk around with the makeup they put on you for those things, but you're like, wow, everybody in here looks great, and you know they don't look like, you know, in other words, some of them, you'd see them come in, you know, and they just looked like any, you know, average person wandering through the mall, and yet when you got them all glammed up, they looked spectacular. And it was a great example that anybody can look really good if you do that.
Look at all these reality shows. Now you got The Biggest Loser, you got What Not to Wear. I mean, these are, you know, there's all these other shows out there that take the same premise.
And forever, people have enjoyed watching makeovers. Men or women, you know, like to see the before and the after when you clean them all up with people who are experts in, you know, hair and style and all those kind of things, they look really good. Some of them stick with that style and others, you know, it was fun, but they go back to whatever their natural style was and they're happy with that. But yeah, but it, you know, so that part is definitely true for everyone.
Well, yeah, so, you know, what's really important here is not what these women have in front of their ears, but between their ears.
Right.
You know, that's really ultimately. And you know, we talk about the whole concept of beauty because people say, oh, well, beauty opens doors. And here again, where it's a double-edged sword, the fact is, as they say, beauty may open doors, but if you don't have the substance behind it, that door is not going to stay open.
No. You know, and you said something about part of was that you have to get out there, have to put yourself out there. And, you know, that's another thing, in addition to the obesity crisis we talk about all the time with the younger population, is with technology, that so many people, they're not putting themselves out there for anything ever. I mean, everything is being done clicking away in the confines of whatever their safe space is, whether it's home, dorm room, whatever. And is that could be something that we're losing, that you need, there are times where you physically have to be out there. You cannot do things from the privacy of your own home forever. You need to get out and socialize.
Well, I have a great story about that, which has to do with my specific journey about writing this book. When I first tried to start making contact with them, I did it, clicking at my computer with email and, you know, sending them these lovely notes, you know, telling them about the book, and nobody responded. I knew that...
I mean, nobody.
And this talks about persistence and being bold. So I thought to myself, okay, I'm going to have to see these women face to face for them to believe that I'm serious and to gain some credibility.
And so they meet you and know that you're not like the psycho stalker, you know?
Right, the psycho stalker. So I went to the pageant it's now January in Las Vegas, and I had to be bold. And which wasn't always easy because we all fear rejection.
Well, because a lot of former Miss Americas go to the current pageant also, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
So I went to the preliminary one night because there's three nights of preliminaries, and I stood in the lobby and waited to see if any of them would come out because there were about 10 there that night. And when one came out, and I wasn't quite sure who it was because I didn't know all of their faces, so I asked somebody else who, you know, because there's all these pageant followers.
Right.
And she said, oh, that's Heather Friend. She was Miss America 2000. So I just marched up to Heather, you know, waited till the crowd thinned, and I marched up to Heather. My heart was beating 1,000 miles a minute, right? And I said, and I knew I had like 30 seconds. So I had my little speech all prepared that I'd rehearsed, and I told her what I was doing and asked if she would be willing to talk with me. So I walked away with her email address, and I did that a number of other times over the next few days and walked away with contact information from 8 of them. So then I started emailing them, and Heather was the first to respond, so I went down to Louisville, and that got the ball rolling.
Yeah, because once, you know, once you've talked to one or two, then obviously they know each other and can vouch for you that, you know, you're not the psycho stalker. You really are writing a book, you know, kind of thing.
Which is exactly what happened, because at the end of the interview, I always ask them, are there any other former Miss Americas you would feel comfortable putting me in touch with? And, of course, that's exactly what
right.
they did.
And that's like a perfect example of networking. Yours was very specific as opposed to casually networking. In other words, but sometimes that's required. You have to put yourself out there. You know, and like you said, clicking away at email, it doesn't always get it done. Some people respond by email, and that's great, but, you know, sometimes you really just have to, you know, call them, go talk to them, put yourself where they can see who you are, you know, and know that you're a real person.
That's exactly what I had to do, and it still took me meeting with about 6 of them before it really started to roll. And then it got easier.
And I was going to say, and how many did you end up talking to total?
I talked to 21.
Okay.
Altogether, from Jean Bartel, who was Miss America 1943, so she's like 83 now, to Jennifer Berry, who was Miss America 2006,
wow.
and a whole bunch in between.
Now, how long did it take? Like, over what span of time did you
well,
do all
the pageant,
interviews?
I came up with the idea actually several years ago and just sort of poked at it. But last fall, I got about a little over a year ago, I got serious. So
this has all been, though, in like 18 months that you talked to all
less
these
people. Less than 18. Well, I started, actually, my first interview was last February. So that's what, 11 months ago. And I completed the 21st by the beginning of October.
Okay.
And then it was another 6 judges and such.
Now, having, you know, talked to all these people, are you going to go to the pageant again this year?
You bet. it is so much fun. And last year I was an outsider, so I didn't know anybody.
And so
this year I'm an insider. I've met the chairman of the board, Sam Haskell, who's been such a generous help to me in you know, moving this project forward. And, of course, I've got my 21 former Miss Americas. And so, yes, I wouldn't miss it for anything. It's really fun.
And is it in Las Vegas again?
It's in Las Vegas. It's January 26th. It'll be aired on TLC, you know, the Learning Channel. All and right. Actually, picking up from, like, American Idol and all the rest, they're doing a four-part reality show on Friday night, starting this Friday night.
Also on TLC.
Yeah, okay. Also on TLC.
So of working your way towards the crown.
That's right.
Okay, we're about out of time. Any key lessons you wanted to mention before we go, or do we cover most of them?
Well, we covered most of them. I just want to mention one thing. If anybody wants notification of when the book comes out, they can go to my website, and it's www.pennyperlman.com.
Okay, so pennyperlman.com to keep track of the book and find out more. Right now, it is time to take a break for news, and then we will come back and talk to Dr. Werner about steroid use and infertility in men. We hear a lot about steroid use with athletes and some of the negative personality consequences, but, you know, we haven't talked much about the infertility factor and also if they're long-term or not. So all that's coming up right after the news. Thanks again to Penny Perlman for being here. We'll be right back.